It was a good win for the Dodgers last night at Coors Field, not only getting an extra innings victory, but also getting more great relief work from their bullpen, including our guest, Alex Vesia, who recorded his first career save. Alex, congratulations, but I know that's not where you want to stop. It's just the beginning.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Yeah, no, it is. It's just the beginning, you know, and kind of, I was able to go home and kind of, you know, talk with my parents and stuff and enjoy it. But, you know, I'm here at the ballpark today and, you know, we got another game to win, you know.
Alex, I saw the great episode Backstage Dodgers did with you, and it seems like you have such a great support system with your family. How much have they helped you make the transition and also help excel with the Dodgers?
Oh, yeah. I gotta thank my family, my mom, my dad, sister, girlfriend, grandparents, aunts, uncles, everybody, you know, they've supported me since day one, you know, and I told them at multiple Christmases and Thanksgivings that, you know, my goal was to be a baseball player, and they were like, okay, you know, they never really questioned it. And, you know, we've made those dreams happen, you know, and yeah, they've helped me a bunch. You know, I go to them for anything and everything. You know, my parents, they've got my back 100%, and I'm very thankful for them.
Did any of your teammates try to play a prank on you with the baseball from your first career save last night, Alex?
No, I actually, Mookie had caught it, and he was running in, and he kind of was like looking at me, because he didn't know if that was my first save or not, so he flipped me the ball. And he goes, that was number one, right? And I said, yes, it is. He goes, hey, congrats, you know. And everybody gave me, you know, lots of love, you know. That's this team is a family, you know. I can't thank all of my teammates enough, you know, for welcoming me the way that they have. And, you know, I can go to them for anything. So, yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, I saw a lot of your teammates' Instagram posts and Twitter posts where it was your picture and them congratulating you.
Yeah, it's super cool. You know, it's something that, you know, it's cool. I'm very grateful for it, you know, and I want to keep going out there and putting up zeros in any situation that I can. So,
Alex, when a new player comes to a new team, it takes time for them to feel like they belong. Was there a moment, a game, an out that you felt like, all right, I am a Dodger and these guys have taken me in?
It was kind of after, so I got sent down to AAA, and then when I got brought back up, I felt a lot more comfortable. I believe it was more myself. I just felt more comfortable. Just kind of, you know, being able to take what I was doing in AAA and then, you know, apply it to the big leagues, you know, and yeah, it's been great ever since I got, you know, called back up. You know, things have been going good.
Alex, was it a case of the team believing in you and you had to believe in yourself? How much did they have to show you what you could do before you applied it in the minor leagues before you got recalled?
I believe it was me, you know, it was myself and figuring out some mechanical adjustments that I need to make, and then, you know, it was clicking off, you know, good innings, you know, and that's what kind of helped me build my confidence, and then, you know, from there I was able to transfer it up to the big leagues and make it stick, and, you know, we've been rolling with it. So it was definitely on me. It was myself and, you know, believing in myself that I could get guys out in the big leagues, you know. Going from 2020 season where I only had four innings pitched, you know, there wasn't a lot to go off of. So definitely going down to AAA, having good innings, and then coming back up to the big leagues and, you know, keeping that ball rolling was definitely the key.
And Alex, last night was a great example of that. The final pitch that you threw was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the big part of the plate, and that was part of, I guess, the growth process for you.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Being able to fill up the zone and keep the hitter on his toes.
Alex, really happy for you. You're an easy guy to root for, and thank you so much for joining us from Denver via the telephone. We usually do this in person, but appreciate you doing this over the phone, and everybody in L.A., very happy for you, and say hi to our friend Joe Kelly for us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
There he goes, the man, Alex Vesia, and when he returns, he will be rewarded with some stylish Travis Mathieu gear. Visit TravisMathieu.com.